USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Authorities are asking for the public's help in locating a suspect in a New Jersey killing who is also a person of interest in a quadruple homicide in New Mexico. Sean Lannon, 47, of Grants, New Mexico, is considered armed and dangerous and is wanted for questioning in a killing in East Greenwich Township on Monday. Sean is bald, blue eyes, 5'9", and weighs about 150 pounds. A Georgia police officer, Blake Puckett, is being credited with rescuing a teenager from a burning truck Saturday night on Highway 53 in Floyd County, Georgia. Laurel Putnam, strapped in her seatbelt and unconscious, the officer pulled out his pocket knife and cut her free right before flames engulfed the truck. Police said a drunk, wrong-way driver without insurance hit the teen's truck head-on. Alaska has become the first state in the nation to allow anyone 16 or older to get a COVID-19 vaccination. The move was announced Tuesday by Governor Mike Dunleavy and comes as the state was experiencing some unclaimed vaccine appointments. USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The State Department has responded to the administration's decision to allow Venezuelan refugees who are already in country be given temporary protection. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The numbers are staggering of those Venezuelans who have already fled poverty, hunger, and the brutal repression of President Nicolas Maduro. Ned Price explained the reasons for the decision to give the asylum seekers legal standing.
To date, nearly 5.5 million Venezuelans have fled their homeland, while another 7 million remain in chronic need of humanitarian aid. Nicolas Maduro's repression, his corruption, and economic mismanagement have victimized these Venezuelans and produced this political and humanitarian crisis.
Venezuela is on the northern coast of South America. The State Department says do not travel to Venezuela due to crime, civil unrest, and poor health infrastructure. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
House GOP members are not happy with the wasteful spending on the Biden COVID-19 stimulus package. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
House Republicans are ripping a nearly $2 trillion stimulus bill that's expected to get final approval in the House on Wednesday. Wyoming's Liz Cheney saying the nearly $2 trillion bill is a spending burden. In the Senate, Republican Senator from Wisconsin, Ron Johnson, reminding everyone.
On top of that, $1 trillion is currently unspent. We did not need to authorize another $1.9 trillion. In total, we're about $28 trillion in debt. We did not need this.
Senate Democrats also on board with sending stimulus checks of $1,400 to prisoners as they voted down an amendment put forth by Republicans.
They had a chance on Saturday morning to stop checks from going to prisoners, from going to the Boston bomber, for instance. And on that vote, they declined. Every single Democrat wanted to continue the practice of sending checks to prisoners.
Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton speaking there on Fox News.
The proposed bill will cost American taxpayers $2,000 billion, aka $2 trillion. NASCAR issued penalties to 6 Cup Series teams Tuesday for lug nut infractions, including a 1-race suspension for Stewart Haas Racing crew chief Mike Shiplett after last weekend's events at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Unsecured lug nuts cost crew chiefs $10,000. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.